This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Now we have the first Mulchama conflict that she approaches when she comes. She do it against Sisera. She calls Baruch, who happens to be her husband. We've spoken about in the past why Baruch is not with her. Baruch is not there with her. She calls him and she summons him to come to go to Mulchama against Sisera. The Pasik Vav, Vatishlach, Vatika Lebarak, Ben Avinoya Mikedesh Naftali. Vatimer Eilav, she tells him, Haloi Tziva Hashem. It's interesting, Lashon, Haloi. Behold, the Rebbeinu Shloilam commanded, Lech, Umashach, Dem Hartovoy, Lekach Dim Chasez Halofim Ish, you should take 10,000 people with you, from the Shvatim of Naftali and Zvulun. Then you draw Sisera into a Mulchama near Nachal Kishon. Baruch tells her, I'll go, but on one condition, Im telch imi, that's Pasuk Ches, Valachti, I will go. Im loisel imi, if you don't go with me, lo yelech, I'm not going. So we have to discuss what exactly was the tzivui, what exactly was the Mulchama, the reason for this Mulchama, and how and why is Baruch claiming that he doesn't want to go unless that he puts a condition that Dvaira goes with him. Chayras, the Rebbeinu Shleim Zad Gein, Gaitman, the Rebbeinu Shleim sends a Nevuah, Haloi Tziva Hashem. She introduces the Tzivui, that the Rebbeinu Shleim, she commands, the Rebbeinu Shleim Tazek is up, told her what? Halitziva. Okay, so you know some of the mafalshim. Okay, we'll talk. But let's discuss what was the Mulchama and why is it that Baruch feels that he has the right to come and say he's not going. So first of all, let's understand the tzivui. Haloi tziva Hashem is Yisrael. Halikei Yisrael. What's haloi? What do you mean haloi? Say, Baruch, I had a nevuah, the Rebbeinu Shleilam. When the Ralbag learns like this, the Ralbag learns that everything she told him actually was in the Nevuah. That there's a Mulchama against Sisera, you'll have to gather the people from Naftali and Zvulun, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells you that you'll be Matzliach. The whole Shmuyas that we have over here, from Pasuk Vav to Pasuk after Pasuk Tes, is all part of the Nevuah. And that's Tziva Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Tazei Bafoil, the Rebbeinu Shleilam commanded such. No, later Al-Bag is the Chamere Dike Kash. Like we said, as the Rebbeinu Shleilam zokt, the Rebbeinu Shleilam's mitzaveh, the question's not going to be if, but the question is when and how fast you go. So what's the taich, the pshat, the barak feels that he could come and say that he's not going conditioned. I condition my going if you go with me, and if not, I'm not going. So this kasha, Allah Chayim talk about it. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, time of the Kha, is an interesting mahalach. He says like this, Be'emes, the psukim are interesting. It doesn't say exactly that the Rebbeinu Shalom was tziva, lech mashachta ba'al tava. No, haloi tziva. Now, he doesn't make the dig haloi, but he's trying to say that it seems that she's referring back to a different tzivui. Not necessarily what I'm saying now. Haloi, behold, Rebbeinu Shleilam was mitzaveh. Where was he? Behold, so to speak, in the past mitzaveh. Stark Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Amir Diketaych. Be'emes, the nevuah was to Dvaira that she should fight Sisera and win. But that's about it. There was no discussion who should go to do this Mulchama. There was no discussion how many people to take. There was no discussion from where to take these people. It was a blanket statement. You'll go and you'll win. Geis mizuvinin. Nachal Kishay means if you go, you'll succeed. That's all. That's the nevuah. Memela, says Reb Chaim, you have the old tzivui of Hachrin Tachrimay. Go to war to destroy the Goyim. Now he seems to learn that if not for this, that there was a tzivli, a command that he will be matzliach, he wouldn't be mechuyif. Ay, there's a mitzvah hachim tachrimen. So he discusses lahalacha, the briskerov as well, at the end of Parshas Beshalach, in the Kisvei Harizal Levi on the Chumash, also discusses the same question. When you go to war, of course, there's sakana. But before there's a war, the mitzvah hachri tachrimen means you don't have to put yourself in sakana for it. You don't have to put yourself in danger for it. Yes, there's a tzivui, there's a mitzvah to go to war. Part of the mitzvah, as I state in Minchas Chinuch, that part of the mitzvah is to put yourself in sakana. Memeila, halei tziva. The Rebbeinu Shem is telling you, when you won't be in sakana. Memeila comes back the old halach of hachrim tachrim that you must go kill them. The only heter not to be machrim them is that you'll be in danger. It's a defeat. It's a definite defeat. So don't go. But if it's a guaranteed hatzlacha that everything will be mezak, the best and shines the knife, and so you have to go. Hachrim tachrim is mechayiv you. That's the halei tziva. Not here now. Halitziva in the Teira, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Shein Gazal, Tachrim, Tachrim. Now, Rabbeisa, I have to point out that the Briskerov learns Endlach, which means very much the same, but a little bit, with a little difference. He wants to say that actually the Tzivui was on the Melchameh. And the Tzivui was to Barak. And the Tzivui was who to take. 10,000 people from Naphtali and Zvulun. But for the rest of Klal Yisrael, there was no tzivli. So Mela, they were not mechuyiv to go fight alts this tzivli. So they were only mechuyiv to fight alts hachreim tachrime. Says Briskerov, that's the pshat. Later on we find that Dvayin, when she says her nevuah, she says, Zvulin, Naphtali, I'm chayiv of nafsi, lamus. They gave up their life because they were mechuyiv. They had a din melchameh. So they had to. What about the rest of Klal Yisrael? The Dvayr has complaints against them. Why did you come Ezras Yisrael? Ruve lama yashaf the bein amishpatayim. Doilim chikikei leiv. Hayitachem. Zok the briskerov. Hayitachem. Because all it was a mitzvah of hachrim tachrim. And you should have went knowing that you'd be in good hands. Now you wouldn't have a sakana. Hazei leilt the briskerov. So let me repeat it just once to everyone should get clearly. Because I'm trying to bring out of your sight from over there. And that is, that the nevuah to Dvoira, to give over to Barak, is not clear exactly what was told and exactly what was the tzivli. Reb Chaim Kanevsky learns that behechach, the pshat is that Barak was never mitzuveh. Barak was never told through the nevuah that he has to go. And the ray is, because then otherwise Barak wouldn't say, What are you asking questions for? So nothing was in the Nevuah. The Nevuah was, you'll go, you'll win. That's it. Now, Halitziva, the old Hachrim Tachrim, now comes back, because since you're guaranteed to win, so why did you go kill them as a mitzvah? Because the only ptur not to would be sakana. The Briskerov learns that actually the nevuah was for everything. It was for Barak. It was for take the people from Naphtali. So then what's the pshat that we speak about hachrim tachrimim? That's for the rest of Klal Yisrael. They should have taken the opportunity to be machrim, knowing that the war is going to come out in favor of Klal Yisrael. There wasn't a sakana here. But Elochanami, the nevuah to Dveira was talking to take Barak as the general, and it was to take from Naphtali and to take Dafka 10,000 people. So it comes an interesting chiddush, Rabbi Yisai, that the melchama was a guaranteed win. So who made up according to Reb Chaim Kanevsky's mahalach, so to speak? Who to take? Why Dafka Naphtali? Why'd she decide Naphtali? But the rest of Klal Yisrael doesn't have to go to war. We mech tesa. Why did the Bishleim Mizak Sagzeres Hakosu Sachelik from the Nevuah? Okay, Arap Alamais. Good. But if the taich is that she got a nevuah that they're going to win, so she on her own, Shefata, she's a Shefata, she decided it's good to go to Barak. And it's good for Barak to go to Naphtali. And from Naphtali, it's only to take 10,000 people. What's the pshat? 10,000. Soon we're going to learn that by sight. The melchama against Sisera was unbelievable. The amount of ammunition that Sisera had was something that it was a guarantee that nobody could fight him. The Targum says this clearly. The Targum says, Perikei, says the Targum, of Posik Ches. He says a list. You want to know the army, the list of what he had? I wouldn't even have enough time to bemis. I wouldn't even have enough time to read it. If I had to start from the beginning, it's about 20 lines worth. Tanks and missiles. And he gives you numbers. And he says, and he ends off. And all this is an unbelievable amount of clay of artillery. And still, the melchama was that Barak won with 10,000 people. So Targum Rabbi Yisrael Mefurish Targum. In Hey Ches Yivcher Alukim Chadoshim explains the target. The amount of ammunition was peladic. So what's Takip Pshat that they chose from Naphtali and Zvulun? Why only Naphtali and Zvulun? And what's Takip Pshat? 10,000 people. So I want to tell you, there's two interesting Chazal. Chazal say, what's the Pshat in Naphtali and Zvulun? Zok the Medrash, the Chiltim. Siv, it says, by Binyamin, sorry, Yehuda, sorry, Zvulun, sorry, Naphtali, boy Lamad. Shekeshem, Sha'az, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisim, Aydei Shevet, Yehuda, Binyamin, Alayam. The same way the Rebbeinu Shloilam did Nisim through Yehuda and Binyamin, Alayam. Because some say it was Binyamin, some say it was Yehuda who jumped in, it's a Shail in the Medrashim. Now, kach osam Yisrael nisam aydei sarei zvulun naftali aydei tvoicha. They decided, now we're going to do zvulun and naftali. That's fatishla, fatikril. Why? What, they have to take turns, you mean? We got to spread out the schus of being the Mashiach shel Yisrael.
Why not Shimon, Levi, or somebody else?
Yeah, good. Zah ha-sheila. Ata shuel kol kach yafe kimat kima ha-chazal. Zah ha-sheila. What's happened? Yes, Mulchame. You know what? Bonivcham is Zvulun. Zvulun, Naphtali. So I went to look a little further. I found an interesting Eliyahu Rabbis. Eliyahu Rabbi Perik Tes. It's brought down. Ma tiva shal dvoir etzel barak. Valoi dvoir bim kaima and afrayim. Ubar bim kaima ibekedish Naphtali. Ach omru chacham. Now listen to an interesting Eliyahu Rabbi. Barak haya mishamesh as haskenim. Barak was a mishamesh. When b'chayiv shal Yeshua. B'chay chozar v'shimesh lachem yisosa. Shamesh vayit. Hashamesh, fresh little shamesh. Hashamesh before and Hashamesh after. Hashamesh. That's why Barak is by Dvaira. How did Barak come to? Because Dvaira has to go fight Sisera. So you need a shamish for them. That's what it says, right? How did they? They went to look for a professional shamish. And who's a professional shamish? Barak. Does that mean to do with Naphtali and Zvulun? Yeah, guess what? So let's listen to Eliyahu Rabbi. Says the Eliyahu Rabbi, Manishtan is Zvulun and Naphtali. Mikol Ashvatim Shabbat Shu Gedoy Yisrael Al Yadon. Why did this Yeshua come to them through Zvulun and Naphtali? Shinema, like it says, you should take from Naphtali and Chachomru Chachomim. Naphtali Shimeish is Yaakov Avinu. Oh, right, Hashamish. Yeah, Atamaisa. Naphtali's Hashamish. The yards of an akeiras ruach, and he did a tremendous thing. He ran back for Yaakov Avinu, by the kever to get the shtar, right? We're going to learn this in this week's parsha. Speed, he sped back, right? So he was mishamish. How about Zvulun? Shimesh as Barak, he was also. I'm sorry. Zvulun Shimesh as Yisachar. Excuse me. He was mishamish as Yisachar. Zvulun takes care of Yisachar. So he's a shamish to Yisachar. So it's Shabbos. For some reason, we need a professional Shabbos to go fight this war. I tried to look anywhere.
And I have a lot of credit because of that.
You're good. You want to know, Yedelman Shadzainus Chusim. When Oibis state, if it says that we're looking for this Maile, there's got to be something in this Maile that's unique to the story of Sisra, Mr. Chapel, Nachem al-Chapel. We're discussing the Nevuah. What was the Nevuah? What was told? So according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others, maybe nothing was told to the Vayir. Only that she'll be Matzliach in the war, that's all. The Rabbah says, yes, everything was there. Mr. Rav says, not everything. It's true. The parts that Baruch has to go, but what about with the rest of Klal Yisrael? That was given for Dvoira to say they should have came. He used a lashon that they should have came Leishias Yisrael because of the mitzvah Hachrim Tachrime. Hagam, the lashon of the Chazal Leishias Yisrael would be, why don't you help? It's mashma the tain on them was, what are you sitting idle when Klal Yisrael has a melchama? It was it's the shtub, shalom alecha nafshi. Now does it not negate to you? Of course it's negate to you, but the Brisker Rav doesn't learn like that. The Brisker Rav learns the tain was Hachrim Tachrime. So we're going to have to understand, why was the Nevuah given in such a way, you're going to win, and therefore decide on your own what to do, and that's the way it comes out. The Nevuah was, you're going to win. Yes, and it may look, okay, so we have to decide, so now we have to go to war, because we have our talk, we're going to win. You see how it comes out, it's not that he was told to go to fight Sisra. They were told they're going to win. The Muslim game. Why would the British come, I'm going to win if he's not, like he's hinting it to me, baby. So we're discussing how did Zvulun and Naftali, only Zvulun and Naftali have to go fight Zizche. So we said, one is that in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Binyamin Yehuda. They jumped into the waters. So now it's Zvulun's turn. Take turns now. It's your turn, my turn. It's all about turns. So I found an interesting Eliyahu's Rabbi. The Rabbi says they all had one thing in common. They were Mishamish. Baruch was Mishamish in Talmid the Chachamim. Naftali was a Mishamish in Shtub. Zvul was a Mishamish to Yisachar. And the male of us. The Yeshua, over here you see clearly, had to come through an Isha. Rabbi, if you look at Pasuk Tes, it says clearly, "Matayma, Haylech Eilech, I will go." Dvayma says, "I'm going." Efes, Kiloisia Tifat Chaladerech Asherat Haylech. Glory, COVID, you're not going to have from this because you're not going to get credit for this Mulchama. Ki biyat Isha Yimkayer Hashemis Issa. It's going to be through the hand of a woman. Now, is the pshat going to be through the hand of a woman because you're not going? Is that what it means? Maybe that's what it means. Lamaisa, you should have went. Had you taken the opportunity and the chance, you would have been the sfardacha, you would have been the winning general. Lamaisa, you didn't do it, so you should know it's going to come out of the isha, which, so to speak, is a double design for you. Nishna, you're not looking, but the isha got it. The isha got the credit for it. Basically, it's a lot deeper. I'm going to show you where I got this from. If you take a look, who is the Isha, first of all? Who are we referring to when we say Biyad Isha? So the Radak says, what are you saying?
Okay.
So the Radak says that it's possible that it's Yoel, because Biyad Isha.
She puts his work.
Or the Pshat is, he says, and he says that it's not, he does not mask him to it, and then the other Mepharshim say, yes, and it's Dvayr. It's a question of Yoel or Dvayr.
Is the Isha
that took Sisra down? Dvayla was the Shefetis.
Yael is a male.
Yael.
Oh, Yael.
So the question is, which Isha is getting the credit? Okay, so it's a Shaila in the Mefarsh. Now, Rabbi Yisai, if the Taich is that you're making me go with you, you should have went, so then the Pshaz, you should know that I'll get the credit for it. Then I hear what Dvaita is saying. And if she's trying to say that it's not me, it's actually Biyad Isha, Yael, so what's she trying to say? You know that it's going to be a Bizoin for you, that Isha's going to make the Nitzachim. Well, maybe she's telling him that this is a very unique Lachan, that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants that it should be Biyad Isha. That Sisra should fall in the hands of an Isha. Not the pshat that you should know that by default, because you're not going, there's going to be an Isha over here that's going to win this Melchameh. No. It was predestined that they're going to fall beyond Isha. And I'll tell you where I got this from. There's a Sefer HaIkrim that says on the Pasuk in the Shira later, the Shira says that Dvoira says that the mother of Sisra was wondering why he's late. So she says, you know why she's probably late? Because he's wearing beautiful scarves made of colors of red. And that's why he's late, which means the loot, the booty after the Melchameh, They're crowning him, they're prestigious, they're making some kind of a parade for him, and he's walking, as they say, pulse. Ah, you know it's not what it means. I can't get Tanakh can tell you. So let me tell you what it says in Sefer Ikrim. And the truth is the Radak alludes to it, but he doesn't explain where it comes from. He says, interesting, Biyad Isha, that the Tztagninim, the gazer, the stargazers, told Sisra, you know, I see a woman here. I see some kind of woman that's going to defeat you, and there's blood all over the place. Says Sefer Ikrim, when they heard this, like by Parah, when he heard the Tztagninim, he was laughing his head off. Didn't we just read the amount of ammunition? The war machine that Sisra was, it's going to fall beyond Isha. See, Rabbi said, today we don't really realize it over here. You have a Secretary of State, Afroi. I'm after me, or whatever it is, right? Huh? What I'm saying is, I don't know. I don't know what she is. Achai, Achveis, Abehemus, Minchayim, and Behemus. They stay in part. The Gemara never knows if Kvi is Minchayim and Behemus, Mechmin Minisha. Achveis, what does this? Achopanim, I'm after me. Good, a little humor, a little bit, you know, Megdach. It's the middle of the day, lunch and lunch. Shein, apropon in my day, he out the shayle. Afroi. Hai, talk me na shtikla on musik. Afroi, so zay. You know what it is in those days? Afroi. That sister's going to fall in the hands of a woman. The mother said it can't be. So when they see in the sky, in the stars, that it's about a woman, about blood, it must be. He's going to wear scarves of the ladies that have blood, that it's red, that's... And they're going to decorate him with this. As he's up to say for Ikrim, that Dvoira is pointing out how off course they were. That the Tztagninim told them clearly, Biyad Isha, that he is going to fall in the air. And the Radak brings this clearly. The Radak says he misunderstood the Tztagninim. As a matter of fact,
who told him that?
The stargazers told Sisra, you ain't going to make it. There's a woman, I see a woman that's so they were laughing. Woman, what, are you kidding? I even printed out the Lashon of the Ikrim. It says clearly, what happened? They didn't believe her. Women, two women, Dvoira, Yael, Dagger, how could they win such a war? You talk about the biggest army in the world. Tanks and missiles without the latest technology at the time. No? Sefer Ikrim, and they dropped their sister with the ending, no more sister. So they understood it means this. Now I want to tell you something interesting. The There's a sefer called Malay Ha'ayma. It's a Barulay Tzitz. Beautiful sefer. Ah, hey, look at the sefer. It's magnificent. Anybody who wants a little bit different flavor, a Barulay Tzitz. In the Megillah, he uses this sefer of Ikrim to explain the story with Vashti with the tree. I'm sorry, to explain with Zeresh with the tree. Why? They also saw in the stars that there's going to be a lady that's going to take down Haman. Haman's thinking, what are you talking about? A lady? Yasuwait, Gavaya Chamishim Amma, let's make a big tree. Oh, they're going to hang Mordechai in the tree. Little did he know that the tree, he's hanging himself. And he saw all this in the Tzagninim. He says that's the same thing, the misunderstanding of the Tzagninim. They just didn't read properly what it said in the stars. This is what he brings down. It's brought down the Kisvi Ari, Sisra and Haman. It's the same Gilgal. Haman is the Gilgal of Sisra. Esther was the Gilgal of Yael. Yeah? Wait. He says it's Merumis in the Pesukim. The Ari, there's the words of the Ari now. Mishamayim nilchma koichavim mimsilei seyem. Nun is nilchamu ha koichavim mimsilei seyem. Hey, mem. No, Haman. You have over your Haman. It's a remis for Speter.
Hey, mem. Nun.
Hey, mem. Nun. Ha. Right. Nilchamu is the nun. Ha koichavim the hey mimsilei some the mem. The oisius. The first oisius is Haman. I want you to know something. You know, it's something interesting. You know, there's a Meshech Chachma that says, how do we know that it might be Yoel? Maybe it's meant Dvair. How do you know Dvair meant that it will fall in the hands of an Isha? That Isha is Dvair. Is Yael. Maybe it's Dvair. How did Chazal know that maybe she was referring to Yael? So he says, because the Lash of the Pasuk is Vayiv Kirein. He'll fall. Don't say he'll fall. Let's see the lashon again in the pasuk. Abayisai pasuk. Yeah. Al aderech asher ki biad isha yimkar. Where did you go, Meshach? You should not have faith. See that? I can't even tell you. It's not good to go to work when you see a yimkar. Azav vot for the Meshach Chachmi. You'll have more yishmat from them with the answer. Yeah. I wish you bracha hatzlach for the rest of the week. You should make big money. Now listen carefully. Yeah. What's Yimkar? Let me give you a lot of Yimkar. Zatel Meshech Chachme. Tell me, what did Dvaira lose? Nothing. Yael lost, you know that? The Gemara says, Yael, she lived with Sisra many times, and it was Bershus. It wasn't Ba'ayus. Esther said, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. So she lost out with Mordechai. Yael did the same thing, and she was masking to do it. So, and Chazal point out, she became Asura Labayla. So the word Yimkar means a sale. Why? Because Yael had to pay for it.
She
sold that too. You know, listen to Meshech Chachma. You hear Meshech Chachma. Dvaira had a chus to fight this Muhammad. Yael had to pay for this Muhammad. Yimkar. It's a sale. She lost her husband. Now you understand Esther and Yael. It's interesting, huh? It's the same sugya. There's a sugya here of Mesiras Nefesh to lose. Hashem Avadati, Avadati. Getting back to our sugya. So we have over here that there was a dictum, klar, min ha-shamayim, that it should be an isha. And he made this mistake, Sisra. He didn't understand it. Why should it be Dafkin? The way we're learning now, it comes out, it wasn't by default because Baruch didn't want, but it was set, it was already set up that way. So there's an interesting Ari, and I don't want to go into it because it's more Kabbalistic. All the Nisan that happened to Klal Yisrael, till Mashiach, there's a woman involved. There's an Afein Hoya Ba'is HaNes. You know this Torah from the Ari? B'nai Saska is busy with this and other in Purim. And he says, Pshat, that all the Nisim are hoid. Everybody's shaking their heads. Well, you all in Kabbalah? How do you know what I'm talking about? I don't even know what I'm talking about. So how do you know what I'm talking about? All the nisim are hoid, and that's why Shir is a lashon nekev. When Mashiach comes, it'll be Netzach. Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. It'll be a zachar. It'll be strong. It'll be a man. The point is that the nisim, let's just make it in layman's terms for me. For you fellas, you probably understood the hoid and the Netzach. I'll say it in simple terms, that all the nisim came b'tayus racham. It was hoid. There was a touch of isha there. Ein b'Yisrael, like we spoke last week. It was a touch of the Rebbe Yisrael sent an Ein b'Yisrael, a Ness. Memeila Shira is going to be a Lashon Kate. Asad Lava, it's going to be strictly Gvura, Klal Yisrael will be b'zaycha, they'll be on the Madrega, they'll be worth the net Nisan that happened to them. So that's called Netzach. Now please don't say, oh, I know Kabbalah. Please. When you walk out of here, I want the Ayurv to say, he probably didn't understand what he said, even though I really did, but that's for a different time, for a different place. What's Parshat Shat that they say? So the Bnei Sassan, I mean, it had to be an Isha for Halig and Yad. What's the Parshat Shat, why it had to be an Isha? You know, 2 weeks ago, I quoted you an interesting Malbim. Sisra came at a time where Klal Yisrael was completely Meyuyish. The Malbim says it wasn't that they were Vayizaku, they Dabi Vayitzaku, they screamed out from being lost. They were completely Meyuyish because they swore it's impossible to beat Sisra. Sisra, he says, he brings them, what Kamat the Targum says, the amount of ammunition that he had was so great that Klal Yisrael walked around Meyuyish. What's the Inyan of Nashim? Abayis, if you notice, the war was such a war, and the way the Targum stresses it, that Afal Pike they won. That's how the Targum says it. The Targum says that with all the and Afal Pike they fell in the hands of Barak with 10,000 people from Naphtali. What does that mean? And the pshat's like this, Abayis. There's a pasuk I'd like to quote. Yainis in the last war. He went to war with Bitach. It says clearly, it's in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Yadal Pasik Vav, and he used the Lashon, he tells the Nar, the child, the person that's carrying the Kalim, Ki Ein Lashem Matzer, Laishia B'Rayv Oibim Ma'at. The Rabbi Nishlelem is able to save and make him sure whether you come with few people, or if you come with a lot, it makes no difference. The Rabbi Nishlelem is able to save. What was the Nevuah? The Nevuah was you're going to win. Klal Yisrael hears this. They're thinking, you're serious? You got to be kidding me. What are you talking about? As a matter of fact, the Ralbag says that's good for why Barak asks Dvoyer to come with him. Because Dvoyer is the Tzadekis. The Shechina was Shire with her. So he's thinking, maybe in her schus, there'll be Ashras Ashkina on the army that they're taking. Which means he's looking at his army, he's looking at his men, and he's going, what are we supposed to do? We're going to go to war? You know the famous story with the marshal, with the war, that the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Chana go to war, and they both win, right? You know the famous, the maskil. This is basically what Baruch is saying. I need another Shtikl Chafetz Chaim with me. Come. Dvoyer, come with me. She gets upset. She says, no, I don't want to come with you. You're making a mistake. I shouldn't come with you. Why? Dvoyer is trying to give a sight. That as the Rebbe Nishlem Zak Medvit Gevinin, Kemengay Mitzen Toizet Mensh for Medvit Gevinin. Why didn't you take ready all of Naphtali? According to the Cheshbon, it was her decision. If you come and say it's Rabbi Yisrael's decision, which also needs to be explained, but if it's her decision, I mean, so why don't you take all of that? Take all of Klal Yisrael. You have a war. So you have to come and say we should only take 5 people. Take whatever you can take. The Targum says she understood it has to be Bedavka with this. Now you want to know the number 10, but Tzadok HaKohen is busy with the numbers. It's Heichatayu. I don't want to go into it. But whatever it is, it's 10. It's Al Yidei Isha. To the point that Sisra, Can't understand what's going on. Efer Shteidus was Tutsa. Ali Day Isha? We're going to lose to an Isha? It can't. It has to mean something completely different. The lesson was, yes, you will win Ali Day Isha. And this was to bring up the level of Bitachon that Klal Yisrael was now Meyuyish. This is the beginning of future where Klal Yisrael is going to come up against big tzaras, the big armies. So the Rebbeinu Shem sends an Isha. She sends a Yael. Who is Yael? Nobody even knows. I don't know if you know, it's not even so posh who Yael is. Who is Yael? Does anybody know who she is? Was she a Yid or she a Gai?
She was
kind of
a convert.
She was a convert.
From
Yisrael. She was Asus.
She was a Yid.
Again, Yeris.
No, she wasn't Yeris. She was a Yid. Her father, or grandfather, whatever it is, back in the day.
Tell me, where did they live? They were part of Klal Yisrael? They weren't part of Klal Yisrael. What do you want? From left field comes a woman called Yael. You hear? And through her, that's where the Nitzachon is going to be. Now let's go back to Zvulun and Naphtali. Who are the Gedayim? The Yisachar. Everybody asked me, why was it Yisachar? Yehuda. Yeah? Now we'll take the Shamash. We'll take Baruch, who's a Shamash to the Tzadikim, to the Talmid HaChacham. We'll take Zvulun, and the answer is while the Rebbeinu Shleilam will, if the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants, the Hatzlacha doesn't have to come with what makes sense on paper. The Rebbeinu Shleilam can shik biad isha, biad me'atin. This was the lesson, and I'll tell you that basically where I got this from. We read it clearly in the Mitzvahs. Let me read for you the Mitzvahs. Send the Mitzvahs like this. She tells Baruch, you come with me, good. And if you don't come with me, you won't have the tiferes. It's an interesting conversation. You won't get the honors. Says the Mitzudis, Hine, haper anitu l'sar atzava. It's interesting, very beautiful. Derek Bederek Klal, he says, psha. Here he says, psha, mamsha rayim. Why does why does a sar tzva, a general, get reward? What's his accomplishment? And the answer is it could be one of two reasons. Oy b'haris oimitz. Either because he shows that he's fearless, without pachad. Oy, because he won physically. He beat the opponent. Ulezeh amra. This is what she's saying, Dvairitu Bara. Sisru yumas aideisha. You don't have to be victorious in the war. So that's not what you're a general about. You know why you have to be? What's your general? What are you going to be a general about? How much Aymetz Halev you show? How much Bitachon you show? Somewhere you think it's this? Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be Ayde Isha. Vehi Yael Eishes Chavra Keni Kasher Ye'omer Be'inyan Im Kain Yadu Akel Shem Yad Hashem. Everybody knows the war was waged in a way that we know for sure the outcome is all Yad Hashem. It has nothing to do with you. Because a woman can't win. She's not a general. How did she win all this? The in pain, if you'll be afraid to go, because you're not this either. The one thing we ask of you, Baruch, was not to fight, because it's going to be Ali Day Isha. The strong person in this war, the Gibor in this war, is going to be the Isha, not you. You're going to have to show what type of Vura? You know, if you're scared to go and you want me to go with you, you're missing out on the whole Sar Tzava. The idea of the Isha was to show that it was strictly Biyad Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.